Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
So when I asked city council member Casey Jones what song he thought would be inappropriate or he'd want to have as his walk-up music, he said, Grateful Dead. I'm like, I got you, bro. 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Casey Jones is a city councilman for, oh, gosh, I should know this, District 3, I think, in the city of Pensacola.
District 3.
District 3, yeah, woo. Sometimes you get lucky. Casey, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I wanted to have you on because PNJ, Brittany Masenchik, who does good work on restaurants and food-related things, had an article about something that I didn't even know was happening. Right across from the skate park and the community garden on the other side, like kitty corner basically to the police station, there's an old building that I knew John Schell had been, I thought had acquired and was working to renovate and turn into kind of a skater cafe, breakfasty place kind of thing that would be, just to go along with all of the people that are going to be at the skate park. Well, lo and behold, you're the one who's actually developing that and going to run it and own it. And I just think this is a great project. So tell people what you're doing.
Yeah. So I think both of your points there were correct. So John Schell and his dad, Steve, actually bought the building and he did a lot of renovations to it and to the property around it. And then I'm leasing it from him and have been working on opening a little cafe there for several months now. We're hoping to open next week.
So what is it going to, next week? Oh, okay, right away. What are you going to serve? What's it going to be? What's the name? What's the theme?
Yeah, so it's called Reservoir. And we are, I don't know if there's one particular theme that you can say, but it'll be a full-service coffee shop. We're going to have a great breakfast and lunch. Eventually extending on to happy hour, hopefully within the next month or so. And, if you go inside, I hate to kind of put a name to it, but I'd say mid-century industrial is kind of the design style. But, we really want it to be a place where everyone feels comfortable going there, whether it's somebody that's over at the skate park skating and they want to come over and get a bite to eat, or if it's somebody from the police department. We've already had them looking in the windows for the past few months, waiting for a spot close by, or anyone from the neighborhood. Being an old corner grocery store, it was sort of a hub for the neighborhood, a place where everybody went to get groceries. There was also a Greek deli in there. And, we want to bring that feel back where people from the neighborhood could come in, just hang out for a little while and get a bite to eat or something to drink and feel relaxed.
And I know that property, for as long as I have lived here, has been a derelict property in not great repair, basically. Malamo Brothers, is that the name of the original grocery store there on Haines Street? Is that right?
Yeah, I think it was Malamo's Grocery at first, and then it went on to his sons, and they were brothers. So then they changed it to Malamo Brothers, and like you said, it sat empty for probably 30 years. It was just stacked high with stuff on the inside.
And I just it's to me, it's all these little properties in an area, and if you can renovate them, revitalize them, turn them back into what they once were, to me, that's great stuff. That just, it might just be your one shop, okay? But that's a place where cops can go, when I'm sure they will. It's a breakfast place and whatever. I'm sure the skaters and all the families will be able to go there. And, it's a kind of the follow-up to an idea that has been rummaging around for like 5 years connected to the skate park. But I don't know, it's just neat. I was excited to see this finally come to fruition. So, congratulations. My other question for you is, what's it been like as a city councilman going through the process of dealing with the city as a business operator and going through the licensing and the inspections and all that kind of stuff. I'll get your answer in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Casey Jones. Councilman Casey Jones, the owner of Reservoir, the operator of Reservoir, the new little cafe that's going to be over by the skate park on Haines Street, kitty corner of the police station. So question, Casey, is, as a city councilman, what's it been like going through all the process of getting this business up and running? And have you learned things that you think you can maybe learn how to remedy or improve as a city council member?
Yeah, I've absolutely learned a lot. There's a lot of different intricacies to developing anything in the city, but then compounded by being at the edge of a historic district in the Old East Hill neighborhood, there's additional roles that you know you just don't think about whenever you start to develop something. So, going through the process with the city staff, they definitely haven't done anything differently for me because I'm on city council. If anything, I feel like they've been very professional, very by the book.
Sure, good
about everything. And that's where I start to see maybe it is a good time for us to look at our land development code, and that's something that we've been hearing from people for a while. So I'm glad that we're in the process of doing that. Just little things like when you look at the different historic districts and how each of them were written at different times, so the language varies, and it causes some confusion, I think, sometimes for city staff, but also for people trying to develop when they're looking at the rules and trying to understand which ones apply to their specific project.
Right. No, there's a lot of layers and overlays, and yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it'll be great to simplify some of the land development code and just make it more clear. So I'm excited that we're going through that process right now in the city.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's something that's, I think, long overdue, and it's good to see it come to fruition. Last question for you. The skate park, I don't go – God, I still haven't really gone down and skated very much except since, like, opening day, which was ever so barely. But every time I drive by, it seems to be a lot of people there. From your perspective, that I know was a very big project in your mind. It seems like the problems, the growing pains in the beginning with the lighting and the hours and that kind of stuff have all kind of seemed – I haven't heard about them, so I assume things are going well. From your perspective?
Yeah, they do seem to be going well. I think until Bruce Beach was up recently, it was definitely the most used park in the city and probably still is at times. You know, at lunchtime on a Wednesday, there will be 30 people out there using the park. And, of course, on the weekend, it's loaded with people. So it's definitely been a great amenity for the city and the people of the city. It gets used a lot. And the people that are out there skating are really kind of helping police it too. You know, they're
good.
They're making sure that nobody's doing anything out there they shouldn't be doing. There's folks that go out at 4 or 5 a.m. every day and clean the park.
Oh, nice.
Before the city staff even had the chance to go out there. So it's really been pretty cool to see that part of the community come together and take care of this amenity that they have.
No, that's fantastic. Cause there were a lot of kind of not quite promises, but yeah, yes, we will take care of it ahead of times. And now that they're actually doing it, that's a great follow through on that. Casey Jones, he is a city council member for Pensacola District 3 and the operator of Reservoir that's going to open up next week. I look forward to visiting you in person and seeing it for myself. Casey, thanks for the work. Thanks for the time. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew.
You
have
bet.
A great day.
Absolutely. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or you just have questions that you want to ask or, you know, one of the things that whenever I talk to Christina Leavenworth or when I listen to her on Pep Talk, either way, she always just there's something about the way she does things that is kind of refreshing to me. Like, just honesty. I mean, I'm not saying other real estate agents are not, but, like, she said something the other day. She said, you know, I'm trying to make sales, not just get listings. He said, well, don't you have to do the one before the other? Yeah, but if you get a listing and somebody has an unrealistic expectation of what they're going to sell the home for and it doesn't move, then everybody's miserable because, you know, you go through the work and you don't get the result. And so one of the things that she always talks with people about is, you know, what can we really sell this home for? What are we going to list it for? What can we sell it for? How long will it take? Let's be realistic. And if she's talking to you and discovers that your view of what you think the home is worth and her assessment of what the market will actually pay for it are not the same, she might well just say, you know what, I'm probably not the realtor to help you with this because I don't think it's going to sell for that price, and I don't want me to be frustrated, and I don't want you to be frustrated, and let's just maybe be friends, and I don't need to be your realtor. I'm like, she'll turn down, of course, because she's not trying to just add work where everybody's unhappy in the end. She wants people to be happy, and it bothers her when homes don't move. So that's the kind of person who's an expert in a subject matter that you want, is somebody who's going to tell you when she thinks you're mistaken, you know, gently, nicely, but still, you know, tell you when she thinks there's, you know, something that you guys are not in agreement about. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union. Because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pensacola Opera presents Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. This classic Verismo opera puts some drama in the spotlight when love affairs invade a touring comedy troupe. As secrets and emotions spill onto the stage, the curtain falls on a very real tragedy. Featuring one of the most well-known arias of all time, don't miss Pensacola Opera's Pagliacci. Performances March 14th and 16th at the Sanger Theater. Tickets start at just $31. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In every game and con, there is always an opponent and there is always a victim. The more control the victim thinks he has, the less control he actually has.
All right, John, I know you're enjoying it, but do you know who makes this song? Do you know this song?
No, but I was enjoying your air drumming, buddy. Boy, you hit it hard,
okay,
too.
Okay, it's the band that came after The Clash. The Clash formed, well, not all of them, but, you know, Mick Jones anyway, formed Big Audio Dynamite.
Oh.
That's from them. Anyway. All right, deep cut. Sorry.
Very traffic. Deep.
But
very
I love
deep,
that drum
friend.
Part. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about still. We're rolling accident-free. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly along with 98 as you head through Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther is still looking good. Highway 90 rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are a business owner and you've got employees who have insurance issues or just you need to make choices about health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, or manage HR or payroll, or, you know, maybe some of this stuff is just kind of getting too much for you to handle personally, or, you know, you just want some help for somebody to look over what you got and see if you're doing it well. just to make sure your employees are getting the best deals. Hey, Torgerson Causey, they came in and we changed with them in about 4 years ago, and they have been fantastic. Gave us better plans than we had access to before. I mean, they're not miracle workers. The market is what it is, but they are great at finding the best alternatives within the existing market, and they have been, to me, a great blessing to my family. They're great at answering questions. My wife likes and I both like to ask very detailed ones, and they have good answers, so we love them. Torgerson Causey has been great for us. More than 20 years in business helping local businesses just like yours do this stuff better. Give them a call for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Vice President Vance is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border today. He's visiting Eagle Pass, Texas, where President Trump visited about a year ago and spoke about the dispute between federal and Texas authorities on border security. Vance is the highest-ranking official to visit the southern border so far during Trump's second term. There are some rumors swirling that compromise deals with Mexico and Canada could be announced by President Trump as soon as today or later this week. That's according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Lutnick said the possible agreements would see a scale back of those 25% tariffs. And Alex Ovechkin could be getting a little bit closer to Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record tonight. The hockey star is just 11 goals shy of passing Gretzky for the most goals in NHL history.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Something we didn't get to talk with DC about, but I always feel like if he said it in the press conference, I don't necessarily need to bring it up with in the interview, because it's the same thing like, you know, Andrew, why don't you interview like county commissioners very often? Well, because they have their meetings and they say their stuff and I play that. Like, I don't need to bring them on to repeat what they already said in the meeting. Like, that's why they have these meetings is or the press conferences, so we don't have to, you know, go over the same ground again. One of the things he was talking about yesterday, and I guess it was for me, it was a paradigm shift a little bit. I feel like I should have already been thinking about it this way, and I'd never quite had. Talking about the port, right? The how you what you should do with the port. Should it be turned into a not port and developed? Should it be used in a certain way? Should it be all port activities? What should it be? And I liked his comments on it yesterday.
We have such amazing potential that we're just getting started by having fit port uses that need access to the water that are innovative uses. And so it may not be a rock pile or it may not be cargo, but it might be these things that pay rent that to the port, that help support the port. But
is it something that's going to really be an overall benefit just on the port, or is it going to leverage the port access and the asset that the port represents into something bigger elsewhere in the community?
The best projects that we have on the port, and GE is the first one that comes to mind, the best projects that we have on the port, it's not about the rent they pay at the port. It's about the reverberating impact that they have throughout the community. So when GE has 500 jobs on Scenic Highway, I think that port deal is pretty important. And when they support other companies like Blue Wind and like some others that have come into the market, when you start compounding the job creation or maintenance of that port contract with GE, well off it reverberates well off the port.
Yeah, like you tend to want to think of it because, you know, it's an asset for the city, right? It's an enterprise is what they call it. So, you know, like the airport, like Pensacola Energy. So the port is either making money or losing money. I mean, it's been making money more recently. But it's not just that. It's when you really think about the profit loss statement for the port, it's not just what is done in terms of the transactions and, you know, the fees that you have associated with whoever's using it. It's what else is that doing in our community? Like with the, you know, the American Magic stuff is a great example of that. Is it just doing something on the port? Or is it doing something broader for the community? He mentions GE, same thing. So thinking of it not just as something that you sell, but thinking of it as something that will do other things for the community benefit.
You have a small port in the heart of a downtown. Every puzzle piece needs to matter in that at that level. It's not just about rent, and it's not just about wharfage and tonnage. And those are great. We want the support. But we can. I think we can have both. We can have specific, unique port uses like American Magic and like these regattas that need the access to the water, but also have that ability for UWF to be doing engineering and training our local kids.
Great thought.
News. I'm Chris Foster. An accused terrorist linked to the 2021 Kabul, Afghanistan airport bombing is due to appear in federal court in Virginia today. President Trump announced his capture in Pakistan during last night's address to Congress. He read part of a letter from Ukraine's President Zelensky about wanting peace with Russia.
My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts.
The president promoting new import tariffs.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
And he talked about stopping illegal immigration, ending so-called woke policies, and cutting costs. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin with the Democrats' official response.
His tariffs on allies like Canada will raise prices on energy, lumber, and cars, and start a trade war that will hurt manufacturing and farmers.
She says President Trump just wants giveaways for his billionaire friends. America's listening to Fox News.
I mean, that's not them to look at it as well. So,
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful morning right now. Sunshine, we've got 65 degrees in Pensacola today. And Governor Ron DeSantis gave the State of the State address yesterday. He said Florida is leading the country in tackling illegal immigration, economic policy, and tourism as well.
42 million visitors come to the state of Florida. This includes 3.3 million visitors from Canada. That's not much of a boycott in my book. Maybe they wanted to get a glimpse of what a Stanley Cup winning hockey team actually looks like.
And the governor said Florida has the number one ranked economy now for 2 years running. He also said Florida leads in entrepreneurship, new business formations, and GDP growth among large states. The governor also expressed some support for an initiative to possibly lower or eliminate local property taxes, which he says are now straining homeowners across the state. A tornado might have touched down in Santa Rosa County last night as those storms moved through the area. Some damage was reported on the 1700 block of Village Parkway in Gulf Breeze. Officials say there was some storm damage and downed trees, but it looked like homes in that area did escape any serious damage. There were no injuries reported. Channel 3 reported seeing two trailers that had been blown over and a trash bin that was stuck in a tree. Escambia County's Board of Commissioners will be discussing the OLF 8 property in Beulah tomorrow. Beulah Ranch and developer Ryan Bell had a $50 million offer on the table that now is reportedly on hold, while Tri-W Development is planning to move ahead with a $42.5 million bid that appears to be the only serious proposal at the moment. Their deal includes a $100,000 deposit and a 180-day inspection period. Developer Chad Henderson had previously said he was committed to the master plan, but may ask for some compromises. A 73-year-old man has died after a crash at Barrancas and Nimitz Avenue. Near the Pensacola Country Club yesterday afternoon. According to FHP, a witness saw a Dodge truck traveling westbound on Barrancas when an El Camino pulled out directly in front of that truck. The truck driver attempted to avoid the collision. FHP says the truck was driven by a 29-year-old Pensacola man that was life-flighted to Baptist Medical Center with serious injuries. The driver of the El Camino was identified as a 73-year-old man that died at the scene of that crash. Well, Florida's general revenue for January apparently fell just a bit short. It came in at $4.184 billion, $31.4 million less than expected. Sales taxes, which are a big part of that, were down $10.3 million. Corporate income taxes were down by $18.8 million. However, earnings from state investments did exceed forecasts by about $25.8 million. Economists will be updating their projections later this month, which will help shape budget negotiations for the next fiscal year. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support, that's GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to let you know about. Even I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on Highway 90 either. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will see a nice sunny day today with temperatures near 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 46. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 62. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Keeping some clouds around on Friday with a high near 67. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 64 degrees. It is sunny in Pensacola this morning. And we've got 62 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Your Money Now markets are up today. The Dow's up 93 points at 42,614.21. S&P 500 up just under 9 points at 57,86.88. The NASDAQ up 21 and a quarter points at 18,306.42. 10-year bond rate down at slightly at 4.2% today. Gold prices down 640 at 29,14.20. Silver prices, though, up 23 cents at 32.61. Looking at the crypto market, it's a little bit mixed today. Bitcoin's up about 1,250 at 89,085.46. Ethereum's up $21 at 21,84.70. Solana's down 50 cents. Dogecoin unchanged at 20 cents right now, and XRP down a penny. Now, U.S. asset management firm BlackRock says it's planning to buy two ports at both ends of the Panama Canal. Those ports are currently owned by a Hong Kong firm, Chinese ownership that has angered President Trump. Trump said repeatedly he wants to take back the canal from Panama, which assumed control from the U.S. in 1999 under a treaty. BlackRock and the investors will pay $22.8 billion for the two ports. The Supreme Court will be deciding if Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gun makers will proceed after hearing arguments yesterday. Mexico filed the $10 billion lawsuit 4 years ago. They claim U.S. gun makers are contributing to violence in their country.
As to aiding and abetting, Mexico doesn't identify a specific crime, criminal, or criminal enterprise that defendants supposedly helped. Instead, it asserts that defendants are liable for every illegal sale by every retailer in America.
And both liberal and conservative justices questioned the validity of Mexico's lawsuit. Well, Southwest Airlines is planning to close a pair of crew bases in their latest cost-cutting move, according to a memo from the flight attendants union for Southwest. The closures involve crew bases in Fort Lauderdale at the airport there and in Texas. The memo said those closures take effect July 1st. 8:38, your next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Today at 10 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, please join us as Adana Elder will be here to enlighten us on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we genuinely have one of the most frivolous topics I can remember in a long time about to come here in this morning segment. John, what am I wearing?
Clothes?
Dude.
Okay. an Illinois hoodie?
How would you describe? Okay, yeah, it's hoodie.
Right.
Right? And if it didn't have the hood, it would be a?
Sweatshirt.
Which one do you prefer? 437-1620, 437-1620. Hoodie or sweatshirt?
I think there's going to be a test.
I suppose you can put in if sweater if you want to weigh in with another form of warmth-generating clothing. I don't want to get into jackets. That's a whole other genre, but it is kind of right on the edge, okay? So hoodie or – because I realized this morning that –
Did
well,
you
I'll
not
tell
sleep
you,
last night or something?
No, I got like 2 hours last night. It's the State of the Union. And then the gripping 10-minute response. Anyway, John, hoodie or sweatshirt?
Hoodie.
Why?
Because I like the hood.
You wear the hood?
If it's cold enough outside to justify it, yes, I want that option.
So never in Florida, except for when we had the Snowmageddon, Snowpocalypse.
Snowmageddon.
Of 6 weeks ago. That was only 6 weeks ago, by the way.
Wow.
Doesn't it feel like it was like 2012 or something? Like
yeah,
ancient
you're right.
History. All right, Meg, hoodie or sweatshirt? 437-1620, text your answers and your why. I need to know why. It's no good for me. Like, well, I got three texts for hoodie and I got three texts for sweatshirt. Gripping radio. Okay, Meg, give me something
well,
I can work with.
Okay, then. For me, a hoodie has a hood and a sweatshirt doesn't. So I'm kind of I'm a little confused by this topic.
Oh, I know what they are. I want to know which one is better.
A hoodie or a sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Hey, the coffee's out in the cantina, Meg.
Okay, then. Wow. All right. Well,
I do not picture you wearing either. I picture you as a sweatshirt, if either, but not really. I picture you as a sweater person.
I'm a sweater and a hoodie, but no sweatshirt.
Oh.
Unless it has Georgia Bulldogs on it occasionally.
Well, I know. You'll wear anything that has
Correct.
Georgia
but
on
really,
it.
Sweatshirts are just bulky and
What do you like about a hoodie better than a sweatshirt?
It's open collar.
Okay.
Typically, you have more room around your neck. You
okay.
Know? With sweatshirts
All right. They're not
tend
tight.
To come up
yeah,
high.
You're right. The t-shirt neck kind of
yeah.
concept of
yeah.
a sweatshirt. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So okay. I think I like the hoodie because it's more open.
All right. David wants to get in here. He's eager. He's like right on top of the microphone, and I don't think it's because it tastes good. David?
Well, yeah, no, I was wanting to chime in on the. I don't know why, but if I'm wearing a sweatshirt or a hoodie type, you know, mm-hmm. type thing, I feel naked if I don't have the hoodie, the hood.
Okay, so if you're just right. in a sweatshirt, it feels
just
like something's
sweatshirt.
Missing.
Something's wrong.
Somebody's going to come up to you
yeah.
and right. notice that you're out of place.
I second that.
Exactly.
Do
yeah,
you, wear the, do you
on.
Wear the hood up, like, or do you always
never,
have that?
Never. I've never worn the hood
That's-
up.
That's exactly why I wanted to ask this. I'm the same way. I don't think I have ever in my life worn the hood on the hoodie on my head, but I like it better.
It's useless, but it has to be there.
Right.
Yes.
It's better,
okay,
and it's not because of the hand warmers. I love the hand warmers.
It has a cool factor.
The drawstring is not cool, but there's something about, I was thinking in my wardrobe, like, I like my hoodies, and I don't like my sweatshirts by comparison, but I never wear the hood up, ever. And it's not because I don't want to be mistaken for a Klansman. It's just because I don't wear the hood for any reason. You never need it. So I was curious if I was the only one. So, David, thank you for validation.
You are the only one.
These
Anytime.
Two were not helpful
Anytime.
To me today. All right, 437-1620. Let's get your text in just a second. Traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
Still rolling accident-free right now, not seeing any delays on I-10 or I-110. Highway 90 and 98 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much.
Boy, that was distracting, but I'll go with it.
All right, what
okay,
do you got, Meg?
I have a question for you regarding hoodies. Do you tie the strings that hang
no.
in front?
God, no.
No.
Or hang
What's
them?
Wrong with you?
No.
Stop it.
Oh, do you like the ones that look like shoelaces or some that have...
It doesn't matter. It's all
the
same.
There's a style
they're just,
thing
They're
there.
Just there.
Now,
They're
does it have to be the same length? Does that
no,
bother you?
I'm not a symmetricist.
That,
I don't
that's
need it
obvious.
That way. No,
it's obvious looking
at
what
him
you're
right
wearing.
Now. Yeah,
that's
are
what
they
brought
uneven?
That up.
I wouldn't even know.
Totally,
totally,
massively uneven. I don't care. And the one's got this little janky sort of frayed edge to it. No, not yeah, could not care less.
I'm just curious.
437-1620, 437-1620. All right, the question is. Hoodie or sweatshirt, or if you want to weigh in with sweater, that's fine. Don't bring up jackets. So, of course, the first text, light jacket. Of course. It's good. Yeah. Windbreaker. No, the reason I'm not a – I actually do wear a lot of sweaters also in the winter. But a sweater is not defense against the outdoors. A sweater is just a fashion choice. You got to – it's because the air goes right through that sweater. Like a sweater typically, unless you're getting some like
– What kind
you know,
of sweaters
Scottish,
are you...
white, wool, you know, that kind of thing. But
what kind of sweaters are you wearing?
Well, just not heavy ones. Anyway, it's not
sweaters
the Bill Cosby
work.
Show.
Yeah,
437-1620. Okay. Oh, my God. We got a lot of texts. Let's see. Somebody here says, don't you remember all the sweaters? Yes. That was his thing, right? Wearing all the sweaters.
Yes.
Sweater or sweatshirt is your preference. Okay. Somebody says, most hoodies have the pockets for your hands, so I prefer hoodies. I actually agree with that. It's a place to put your hands if you don't want to put them in your pockets or to warm them. Let's see. Hoodie for life. .com or something. Anyway, kangaroo pouch makes all the difference. I agree with that. Plus, it's storage. Like, if you're old and you have to take glasses into the store with you, you can put the glasses case in the storage pouch in front of you, and then you don't have to actually wear a, you know, a fanny pack. Somebody here says, neither hoodie nor sweatshirt as I am one hot mama.
Go, girl. You go, girl.
Oh, that's funny. How do you make people look like they shouldn't be in a place to have them wear a hoodie? Okay. Somebody says, because I'm always freezing and it keeps me warmer for the hoodie. Somebody says, I would choose a hoodie over a sweatshirt because it usually has pockets and sweatshirts don't. Yeah, you almost feel like the sweatshirt is the old technology. You know, the sweatshirt is like... You know, the chopsticks of the eating world, you know, and we've got forks over here, and why would you still eat with the chopsticks unless you're trying to, like, honor tradition or something? Somebody says, a hoodie, I can unzip it and take it off, not so with sweater. Oh, that's true, the zipper part. Wasn't even thinking about that. Some hoodies don't have zipper fronts. Some do, some don't. I'm actually partial to the non-zipper type. I don't know why, though. I never unzip them. I always just pull them over. We're too much into my closet right now. 437-1620. The hood makes you 10 degrees warmer instantly. I know, not necessary. If you put the hoodie on backwards, you can use the hood as a snack bowl.
Oh, that's good.
Ba-dum-bump.
That is good.
That's grandma for the win. I love it. That's good. I like that. Hoodies come up higher in the back of your neck, so warm even if it's worn down. If you wear the hoodie backwards, you have a place to dump chips into. Oh, two for the snack bowl. Okay, all right. These are some serious Netflix watchers. Somebody here says you can roll the hood up behind your head for a pillow. I travel a lot.
Oh.
Oh, never thought about that.
Okay, all right. I always think of the hoodie more as a like sort of a security risk because somebody can grab you by the hoodie and I'm not in.
Well, if it's on your head, they can't grab you by the
That's true.
Hoodie.
That's true. If you wear it up, you're good. Zippered hoodie for the collar space. Hoodies are usually made of thicker material. Hoodies, zippered or pullover is a question. Hoodie, but it has to be zip up. I hate when you pull off a sweatshirt and everything you're wearing goes up with it. Oh, well, but if you have the fine Andrew McKay physique, you don't mind people seeing a little bit of the glory, which is exactly why I totally agree with you. I never like that feeling of it pulls up the T-shirt with it, you know. And
glory?
Glory?
Well,
Andrew McKay
just say
glory?
That it's, if the sun's out, it's bright. 437-1620.
Wow.
There's a lot of reflective surface going on there.
Clearly don't belong here.
Glory.
That's not how I got my beads.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, I know it's...
I'm Andrew McKay.
Still.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill.
It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That three words went through my mind endlessly, repeating themselves like a broken record. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool.
Necessarily have an awful lot of fantasies, but hearing Patricia Arquette say that directly to my face would be on the list. I'll say it that way. No, nobody. All right, true romance. For 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I did get this text, made me laugh out loud a lot. Somebody said, "I love jumping in the car, turning on the radio, and hearing the words Andrew's glory."
Yes, only yeah, here.
I mean, you can't really know.
I can't make it up either.
Imagine why that would be so thrilling. So this is kind of interesting. Scientists are studying why grandmas feel more connected to their grandkids than to their own kids. I think we all know people where that's the case, right? The kid and the grandma have this like really close bond and, you know, unconditional love and, you know, the candy and all that kind of stuff. And the mom is like, why didn't I get that kind of affection, right? Interestingly, like my own, like my wife and me, we don't have the same issue with grandma. She's my mother-in-law's the best, and my mom, you know, had she survived, would have been amazing, but wouldn't have this issue. But I know it's true because I've talked with people, met people. I know this is the case. They think it's a little bit of a, you know, theory at the moment, but they think that the reason is because when they study, they do brain imaging of grandmothers looking at the pictures of, you know, their own kids or of the grandkids or of strangers, that what they find is that the parts of the brain that deal with emotional empathy, where you feel what the other person is feeling, are activated when they're looking at the grandkids. And when they're looking at the kids, or they're like their own daughter, for example, or son as opposed to the grandson or granddaughter, what they have, the part of the brain that's activated, has to do with more with cognitive empathy, where you think about the person's situation, the facts, the principles, and that kind of stuff, and not so much the emotional empathy. So which I thought was kind of interesting, seems to make sense. I figure it has to do with when you're raising your kid, your job is to correct them and keep them alive. And so you're often in a kind of an adversarial relationship with kids where you're scolding, correcting, guiding, teaching, training. And with grandkids, I mean, all you got to do is spoil them. You don't have to. You figure that's not your job anymore. Somebody else is taking care of that job. Interestingly, though, they find this gap is bigger with grandmothers, with women particularly. It's not as much of a pattern that they see with grandfathers or grandparents. So I don't know. just thought it was kind of an interesting little tidbit I was going to share with you. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Or they're just amazed that their children had children. I'm sorry.
But you did this?
Yeah, you could.
Plus, they're so amazing. How did that happen?
Yes. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Just seeing some delays if you're exiting the Garcelon Point Bridge in 98. That's all the delays I really see right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Look, if you want a great, beautiful, lush, green lawn in the summer, the time to think about that is not in the summer. The time to think about that is ahead of time. That's why NSEC has a healthy lawn program that'll make your lawn healthy, lush, and keep weeds to a minimum. They've got 8 annual applications, timed, program, targeted to get your lawn exactly what it needs, and more importantly, when it needs it. It's easy to get started with a free lawn analysis and an estimate. So they come out and look. It doesn't cost you anything. Initial soil sample will indicate what amendments are needed and create a plan for your lawn specific character and get you the success you want. You get nutrient applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control, and fungicide applications, again, if relevant. They've insects healthy lawn program with his which involves healthy landscape maintenance, if you're interested in that. Sign up today, get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program. That includes that initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average yard. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Oh, I want to share this. This is, do you get scam emails? We have a pretty robust, like, scam, phishing, you know, filters here at work, so we don't get a lot of them. So when I get them, it's always entertaining because you know just from the subject header, no, this is not on the up and up. You know this is bad. Here's one that came to me. Good day. The re subject line was funds. Oh, this is obviously right. Going to be a problem, okay? Good day, Mr. Generic Person, whose name I do not know. My name is Jason Harper. My apologies if there's actually a real Jason Harper in the audience. I'm sure it's not you. We may not know each other, but it takes a day for people to know. I would like to propose a legitimate business to you, and please take this seriously. I am presenting an opportunity that could significantly benefit both of us. Oh, read on.
Yes.
I am a senior accountant with NatWest Bank, London, United Kingdom, where I go all the time.
You do.
Where I have worked for over 14 years. Oh, credibility. During this time, I was the personal accountant for a foreign contractor with Royal Dutch PIC, or PLC, I don't know which it is, my eyes, who held an investment account at my bank. Oh, tell me more. This is a gripping tale. Tragically, here comes the plea, the heartstrings. No. My client, along with his entire family, passed away in France while on sabbatical in the summer of 2015. I think I read about this in the news. Unfortunately, he died without a valid British will.
Don't you hate and that?
I know, it's tale as old as time. And extensive efforts to locate his extended family have been unsuccessful. Why are you contacting me? He'll tell me. Last week, I received a notice asking me to identify the account's beneficiary within 21 days or the funds will be transferred to the government. Given that you share the same last name as my late client, I don't. I am reaching out to seek your assistance in claiming the funds. This process will be conducted in full compliance with British law. Thank goodness. And success is assured if we collaborate. The bank will release the funds to you due to your last name and my recommendation of you as the beneficiary. But what do I have to do to claim this wonderful offer? To demonstrate my commitment to this serious matter, I will provide my international passport upon your response. The amount involved is British pounds 10 million. I propose a fair split of 50-50. Once I receive your reply, I will share all necessary information regarding this transaction. I look forward to your cooperation. Please treat this proposal with the utmost confidentiality. Oh, dang! I read it on the air.
I know.
Now it'll never come true. And urgency to ensure a successful outcome. If you are not interested, please delete this email. You're right ahead of me. Regards, Jason Harper. You know, they wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
True.
It's not even sad. It's just like, it's depressing to think of all the people that have lost all the real money to stuff like this. So, yeah. But it is still a little bit funny. If you read it out loud with proper emphasis.
Listen on air at 90. 90-